It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy, and this is Tommy Castro. All Around Me from Stompin' Ground, the new release from Bay Area bluesman Tommy Castro. When Castro makes his annual return to the Castle Theater in Bloomington Thursday night, he'll feature songs from this new album. He tells GLT's John Norton that the songs are a mishmash of the sounds he heard growing up in San Jose, California in the late 1960s and early 1970s.
When I was a kid, there was a pretty diverse group of kids that we hung out with in my neighborhood growing up in San Jose, California. I was starting to fool around with the guitar, and I was listening to rock and roll music on the radio, and me and a lot of my friends had discovered blues. You know, we were a bunch of hippie kids playing rock and roll and blues, and when you'd walk down the streets in the neighborhood, there would be guys in lowrider cars driving by, and they were always blasting soul music. They would always be blasting, James Brown or Wilson Pickett or Junior Walker and the All-Stars. I remember hearing Shotgun was one of the favorites. So I got exposed to soul music that way, and I'd already been, you know, listening to rock and roll and blues with my other friends. And as time went on, some of the music that was coming out was appealing to everybody. And so the cats that were driving around town in the lowrider cars, the Mexican-American kids, they were starting to play songs by War and Santana and Tower of Power. And there was a place where, all the hippie kids and the lowrider dudes, we kind of like all started going to the same parties and hanging out at the same music events. And it was a really great time because, the music started to just be so inclusive. All of these different sounds, were happening. And that's the kind of stuff that inspired me to do what I do. And if you listen to my music and everything from my first record I ever made on, it's a combination of soul music, blues, and rock and roll. Come home at night, I see my woman, it's right there on her face. Something I did or didn't do, I better duck just in case. I said the blues is all around me, crushing.
Joe Louis Walker and I have had this conversation. Sounds like you and he musically came of age around the same time and around the same place. I think he was in San Francisco. But, we have talked about how the Fillmore West and the venues are in the Bay Area, would have jazz and blues and rock and soul and everybody on the same bill at the same time. Yeah. Everyone seemed to be trying to mash all of this music together just to see what they can make out of it. Was that kind of what was going through you at the time as well?
Oh, we just didn't think about it much, we weren't trying to figure it out. We didn't realize it, but we were in one of the great times in musical history, and one great record after another was coming out, and you would hear it, you'd hear them on the radio, usually listening to FM radio in those time. At that time, FM was still a fairly new format, right? And they were free to play anything they wanted, and you would hear long version of Blues Power by Albert King on the radio. That's just something you're not going to hear.
Right.
I remember the term underground radio being used, but FM was still kind of new. And there weren't as many sponsors and commercials. And so the DJs, just whatever they found that they liked, they would put it on the radio. And first time I heard Taj Mahal was Bacon Fat. Was being played on a regular basis on one of the stations I listened to. And that, another really long track. I would never dream of playing it nowadays on mainstream rock and roll station, which eventually, that's what all those stations became, like KSAN and KSJO in my hometown of San Jose. And it was an interesting time. Definitely, I was lucky to grow up in that time period. And the, you know, the record also talks about life the way it was in those days. It was, I think, the song "My Old Neighborhood," you know, talks a little bit about what things were like back then. A lot felt a lot simpler.
The air was cold. Rain clouds are forming. See men with lunch pails and coffee. Start their steel trucks and cars. They had good union jobs. They drank and worked in man's bars.
My Old Neighborhood is the name of the song you're hearing from Tommy Castro's brand new release called Stompin' Ground. And I want to ask you about one other song on the album that's interesting for the song choice and for who's helping out on you. And that's the 10th song on the album. It's, you're covering Buddy Miles' song, Them Changes. And David Hidalgo of Los Lobos plays and sings on this one. And, you know, Tommy, in the liner notes, you said that for all, I think you said it this way, all your guests on this album, you knew as you were assembling and writing these songs, who you wanted to play or sing on these albums. So with Hidalgo, what was the choice there?
Well, David and I have been friends for a while. You know, we run into each other if once or twice a year, but usually on the legendary Rhythm and Blues Cruise, the original Blues Cruise, which I am fortunate enough to be able to go on every time it sails. I host something called the Legendary Rhythm and Blues Review. And so me and my band get to go on every blues cruise that sails. It's been that way for the last 25 cruises or so. And the Legendary goes out twice a year. And so I've made a lot of friends with some of my favorite artists, you know, and I'm a big fan of Los Lobos. So, you know, jamming with those guys once in a while and, you know, having backstage conversations and so on, you know, the idea came up, you know, that maybe we would do something together sometime. So I got a hold of David and asked him if he would play on the album because I felt this was a really good fit for him and I.
Yeah. All right.
You know, it's a song from those days, you know, that was really popular in those days. And it was one of those songs that all the bands, everybody played it. If you had a party and there was a band playing, they always played Them Changes. And that went on for years.
Well, my mind is going through them changes. Feel like committing a crime.
And then finally, you know, people stopped playing it. And it has been a long time since I heard anybody, you know, jam into that song. I thought it'd be a good time to bring it back.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun, man. I mean, God, he's such a great voice and what a great player, you know. It just and we did something a little different with the groove on it, you know, and the band. I think my band just locked into some super cool groove on that, you know, the instrumentals, just portions of the tune.
It's all right.
Well, very cool. Tommy Castro, it's great to catch up with you. Another great release on Alligator Records. I know a lot of folks are looking forward to seeing me at the Castle Theater here this week. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, we love the old Castle Theater. We got a lot of friends in the neighborhood. You know, we've been coming through there for some time now, and we look forward to seeing everybody with some new songs to play. And, of course, we'll be playing everybody's favorite old ones of ours. And thanks a lot for having me on your show. Sure do appreciate it.
Tommy Castro talking with GLT's John Norton. He and his band, The Painkillers, play the Castle Theater in Bloomington Thursday night with Bloomington's Old Smoke opening.
Yeah, she got me running. Got me hiding. She got me running all the time. Yeah.
This is Bloomington Normal's Public Media, 89.1 FM GLT and WGLT.org.